Kufnun Aleph, Sif Beis. We're holding Sif Beis. Sif Beis. V'yei Sharmim, Shema Shashinu, B'Kthush, Z'Bati Midrashus, Rotzalom, Shal Rabim, Dumi, the Basic Knesses. If a person makes in his house a room which he designates aside for a place to learn, he'll have some other people join him there, but the primary purpose is a private base medrash. So that doesn't get this level of kedusha that we're talking about, the same as that of a shul. I actually once experienced this. I was by a rav's house, and he had a small base medrash. Shabbos afternoon, like he went there, swarm, there was tables, tenders. After the meal, like, you know, maybe four or six people went in the room to learn, but it's a private place. Now, but if he designated a place where people could come and learn in general, they never daven there. Yeshlo kedushas beis medrash. It has kedushas beis medrash. Why the commandment simon kufdon gimel sifches then in beis knesses hutin in zeh. But you have to start actually using it. It only becomes kaddish once you start using it. Okay. Gimel. En yeshenim bebeis haknesses afilo shinas haroi. You can't take even a short nap in the shul. Al beis medrash mutter. But in the beis medrash it is mutter. Okay. Zogtim shabru.
Which is mutter?
Shinas haroi.
Rabbi, forgive me. I thought we said, didn't in the old days when people were traveling, wouldn't they sleep in the shul? If they weren't invited to somebody's house, wouldn't they let people sleep in the shul?
So, yes, but that's,
so how does that jive with this? That is
because they were in the situation where they had no other place to put them. That they would because of that need, they would, when they designated the shul, they would put in a condition that's going to allow. But the ikar function of a shul does not allow a person to sleep there. Okay. Mishabura Tetzvav En Yeshenim. Omar Benoshim De Alma. This is talking about people in general. However, Abba B'Tamachochim, Kishalem and Shom, Karbiyar and Mesikot and Vav, the Shori. For Tamachochim, who, if they're using the shul as a learning place as well, and they need to rest there a little bit while they're learning, so that goes into the same heter that they have, that they can take care of their needs. Okay, they're allowed to do that. Al beis medrash shori ritzlam shinas haroi. Well, that which you allow the beis medrash is only shinas haroi. He's not confident that that's really mutter. After the kibbutz of the beis medrash, also lishur shabbos man harbe lumad of lishma de b'tar kashal lizar machinas aroy ken loy also zeh lishumad. So the person who's the talmud chacham was learning there, he kibbutz accepts that heter. The question is, we're saying a blanket heter for all individuals. Kibbutz says there's no such blanket heter for all individuals. So what's his heter? So Kreger says he doesn't agree with the heter. So we sort of we're suggesting that since there are people which are going to use it regularly, and even the people that are not, we're coming there to try and catch a few moments, so they put a heter of Shinas Aroy into that. Above and beyond the heter, which we're saying the Beis Medrash has an automatic heter of Shinas Aroy for everybody, if a person is actually using it regularly, it even has a heter of Shinas Keva. So the Bir Halacha raises the question, are Batei Medrash, we also use the shuls. So what happens there? So the bir lachol bir beis hamikdash mutter, but the drasha shalom she was paling by him gam kain lechera lav griyam beis haknesses levad vatzafila roy. But according to the reason which explains it, that after the shori b'tzarchi, he brings question that's questionable to him whether we have again for the talmud chacham who's learning there, it's mutter even shinas kava. The person who's not learning there the whole day, he's just popping in, and then he ends up having shinas roy. Is that mutter or not? Okay. Yud Zion. The Tzar Beis HaKnesses, excuse me, the Sif Dalet. The Tzar Beis HaKnesses, Mutter Lecho Elisha Mesoche. In case where that's part of the function of the shul, to use the shul for it's a person who's going to be, like Ben Shabur, for example, a person who's being Sharma the shul, etc. So then it's Mutter to eat there and to sleep there, etc. For example, Tamzam Yeshedim Be'leel Ben Yom Kippur Beis HaKnesses. They had a meaning that people would actually stay in the shul the whole Yom Kippur, and they would just sleep in the shul. So that goes into that. That goes into this heter. I feel the tzarich mitzvah cheres kigurin shenikbotzim la'abur hashanah b'beis haknesses mutar lechol sham. And the more he gives an example, they would gather the bezim, which would have to discuss the issues of ibur hashanah, of the decision to add a month into the year, to intercalate a month. So when they would do that, they would sit there quite a long time discussing the issue. They need to bring in food. They should be able to stay focused. So that's mutter. Even though it wasn't made to be a place of learning, but this is where they gathered to discuss the issue, so the food became mutter as well. So basically, that's his good Misha Shomer, he's there to watch the shul. But you can't bring in a bed. That's among the Rama. The El Yarba says you could bring in a mattress. I mean, their mattresses were not our mattresses, but you know. Okay. So what's the heter of the if we start with the heter of watching the shul? We say, well, that's where they'll sleep in the shul in Yom Kippur night. There the minute was that they would say the night. What does it do with the watching the shul? So he says that it was. They would stay the night because they didn't have electric lights. And Yom Kippur, the minute was to be marbe in many neiris, and long neiris, which would last all the way through the neil of the next day. So it wasn't safe to leave the shul without people there. So that became that they served the function of keep watching over the neiris. Abba Hashanah. I'm Magen Rabbi Shehebi B'Shem Gosmak Tol Hutter B'Sudas Mitzvah Elik Gan Suvas Ibur Shana Shema Kalas Roish Shayis Sasuya B'Pas To B'Kitni Yos Bovad. The meal was a very minimal meal, so that didn't lend itself to becoming too frivolous. Rasul Marfuna Lafuke Sudas Mitzvah Shiesh B'S Shikris Also Ar Beis Medrash. But if there's going to be other things served there, that's not we don't have the Hetter Beis Medrash. They would use it for something which is clearly connected to the learning, so that's going to be a heter. So take a look at the chart, see it over here in your Dalit. He says, so why are we saying they want to rely on? Ki yidua shitas haramban barashba chelik dalet simen reishayin ches beis haknesses shem abovel. The Mor says that the Bota Kinesias in Bovel, they're built all tonight. Well, I feel it would be Yeshuvan, so we discussed this before, that applies. The Gemara discusses it in the context of after the shul has, in Eretz Yisrael, after the shul has been, even if the shul has been destroyed, the place has been designated a shul, and that's it. You can't use it for anything else. And Bovel, the Tanai allows you that once the shul is destroyed, you can use it for something else. What about while the shul is standing, the yeshuva? So they hold, the Ramban and the Rashba hold that it works, the Tanai works even while it's standing. Therefore, if you need to put a neim there, you can put a neim there. If the community needs to use it, they could use it. Rashi, 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 That it wasn't just for the Suda Sibir Shana, it was for Shabbos meals. Was bavadi lohoya pasa kidneys bavad. It wasn't limited food. It was a regular meal, and so including wine, etc. So that's what they have. What to be lismaicha under those circumstances. So that's the normal assumption that we're samecha on that these were built al tanai. That works even while it's standing, and therefore you can be makeol to use it for other purposes. Sifhei. So part of the Kedushin's basic Knesset is you can't use it as a shortcut. Hoy lebot the basic Knesset shnei psachim at two doors. Lo yikonas b'pesach zev, l'asos so derech lotzis b'perach pesach hasheni. You can't use it as a way to get through to the other door, the kachat darker, to make a shortcut. One case where it's mutter, v'mhoya derech oiber kadim shenim the basic Knesset, mutter. But if that was the path that everybody was using before the shul was built, and the shul is built on that spot, so the people may continue to use that shortcut through the shul. You didn't go in for the purpose of a shortcut. You went into the tzedavin. But when you leave, you can go out the other way. You don't have to go out the first way. You can go out any way you want. Therefore, so a person came in for a valid usage, davening, you're allowed to go out the other way. In general, even if you have no reason to go out the other way, there is a mila of going out the other door of the shul if there are two doors. What's that about? So the Ran actually said the pasuk in Yechezkel says when they would come to the mikdash, the people would come in on the north side would leave on the south side, and vice versa. So, which shows like you're not trying. Even though that's for you, that might be the further distance, but you want to like sort of like absorb all of the, spend a little more time there in the building and absorb more of the space which you're there. So you move around more. So that's almost a mitzvah to do that. Okay. Now let's say I need to make a shortcut for mitzvah purposes. So the Bir Halacha raises that as a possibility. He's not sure. And then he says, excuse me, he raises it from the Prima Gadim as a possibility. Mr. Burr says it's not mutter. Again, if you go into the shul to use the shul, then you can go out a different way. That's fine. But if you want to go, your goal is to go through the shul as a shortcut, but the reason why you need to do the shortcut is because of a mitzvah, that's not mutter. These were also to go into the Beis HaMikdash, where the person would have a walking stick. Tamila was like a large backpack. He would carry all of his items in. Rapandosoi, Pirish Minikisim, Targum Yakal, the Tamila. Abadosoi was like a belt they would put things on the belt. So you're schlepping all your things. So you come to make this to be there, not to schlep all your things there. But the basic Knesset doesn't have that chumra. But the Yeshasim the Kanes by Besak and Aruch, you cannot go in wearing a sword strapped on your side. A Berosh Megula, you can't go into a shul without a head covering. Okay. Mishabura Basakan Oruch, the Fish of Beskinesis, Shumayukh, the Tfila, Merechus Yom of Shalodim, Basakan Makato Yom Ime Odom. So it's sort of a spin off on the Chazal, explain why you cannot use a sword to hew the stones of the Mizbeach. Mizbeach was created to extend life, bring schuyus and protection to the world. And the sakun is the opposite, so it doesn't belong there. It's not, he feels it's not a problem. Obviously, this lends itself to the question of coming in with an open gun into a shul. So the rabbis make on it. We pass in that a person like one Rosh Megula. So what's the chiddush? Even in a place where that people would present themselves to the presence of the governor, etc., bareheaded, but the shul you shouldn't go bareheaded. Zion. Yachalorik boy, the person can spit out his, they didn't swallow this, but they used to spit it out in the spittoon, so they, what are they supposed to do with it? So they had, the person would spit out. Bavachi Shevchenu Baraglov, they had dirt floors, you would sort of rub it in. Or there'd be some type of a, they'd make some type of a, something that would get absorbed into, so it wouldn't be visible. You shouldn't leave it visible. It's not proper to make it visible. Lorik boy chavdalit bavachlo shlobishasat tfilchitches kadeleil b'sim and sadi zayin sepe. You're not supposed to spit during Shemoneh Esrei. Yisor shlo yorik b'fnei chaverishi mayis boy. You shouldn't do it to a person in front of a person who might be find it disgusting. Hari hayinizer mi rikikub, and the ri was makman not to do rikikub in the basic Knesset. And the Sharatian says that was the chumra that he undertook, personal chumra, he didn't hold it was also mikir adin. So the Sharatian raises the following question, that people which in their homes, because they have more fancy homes, they wouldn't do it in their home, so if that's their attitude toward their home, they should have the same attitude to the shul. They should not be allowed, those people should not be allowed to do it in the shul. So what do you do? You can't rub it in because you're sort of smoothing out the ground, and that's an isser of boina. So you're in the middle of law about sheismaych. Leave your, just stand there till it absorbs in its own. Gemi or tevin or chol. You have some. You spit into some type of a absorbent material which will absorb the spit. Okay. Ches ticha al raglav roy lakan chakadim shikanos abispalo. Rosh lihelav v'loyal begadim shum lichluch. You should wipe off the dirt, wipe off your feet before you come into the shul, and your clothing in general should try and be, it shouldn't have lichluch in it, any type of dirt in it. Tess, noigemem covered the chabd and the robson. They we undertake to give them the respect of cleaning them. The robson was perish kibun means nikur by, you clean it out. Rebuts means zrikas amayim up in air carcass. They had dust, they had dirt floors, so the dust in the air was not very comfortable. If you put a little bit of water down, it keeps the dust down. That's called being rivetzit.
Yeah, but wouldn't that make the floor muddy and then you?
No, that's why you do it very lightly. It doesn't make it light; just makes it, you know, just enough to keep it down. We light neiris there. It should be well lit. Chavzayin lahadlik. It should be light when you come in. A place where people are going to daven, the brashim comes first. So it should be lit when the brashim comes in. But you can't always see the mikdash that the light, the neighbors were there already from before the people entered. They would have lights through the night. So we send the shamash in. Part of the job of the shamash was to go and to light up the first thing in the morning to light up the neighbors. Okay. Yod, I feel a lacher shehir shecharvu. It was a place, a shul, where Chasson was destroyed. A dynamic kedushas and the kedusha remains. So if no tanai was made, the kedusha on the mokum is retained even after the building itself or the place itself is destroyed. Kshem shenagim and kavim be yeshuvim kachnagim bechurbanim. So you can't be mezalzel on the makom and use it for a tashav shmaguna. However, chutz mi kibud v'ribud, you're not mechuyev to go clean it out and keep down the dirt. V'imalo b'hem asavim, it starts growing weeds over there. Tol shim oisam, you should take them. You should uproot them. However, umenichem oisam b'makom, you don't throw them away. You leave them there, sitting there. Why? Mibnei agmas nevesh, because people will see that there's weeds lying there on the floor of the, where the shul used to be, and it'll be people will find that painful. That'll motivate them to try and get the permission to rebuild it, etc. Okay. Chav ches lachas shacharbu. About the gnesias, but the justice after the shul or Beis Hamikdash has been destroyed, so let's kedusha. But Tom, where does that come from? The ksiv v'ashim osias mikdashechem below ksiv v'ashim mikdashechem ashimem. The Russians, I will be mashimem your mikdash, means even after mashimem is a mikdash, as opposed to your mikdash, I will be make desolate, I will destroy, means it starts as a mikdash and now it's destroyed. Here it's saying the mikdash, Rashi says the lashon of it is a mikdash, and I will destroy it, and it will still be a mikdash. This is the automatic status, unless any type of condition was made at the time of the building. This is the automatic status. The weeds you take out, Hashem, some of the grass, or the lemur, but to lit losher some, without shenichem and mekamim, but yitnem misham. But you don't take them away. But dafka not, kadesh sheyiru lamed, that people should see it and feel bad, and then that will be mezaris them to try and correct the problem. If he said beim soster beis haknesses bemakim ze bonu bemakim acher, veim bedatem lidun soid bemakim arishin. If for whatever reason they had to leave the first place and they rebuilt it somewhere else, so then. Then in that situation, we'd say, well, we say leave it there to motivate them to rebuild it. They rebuilt it somewhere else. They're not rebuilding over here. It's not going to happen. It's not. Therefore, Ein Shayach didn't set. So you don't look of leaving it there, but it's still Kaddish. But therefore, what should you do? You have to set it off and people shouldn't use it for improper type of usages. We'll discuss later on how you can sell a shul. Okay, now, so that's all talking about that we didn't make any type of condition in the time of the building. When they built a shul, they put in a clause, a tanai, that they're maintaining the rights, even though they're putting on the kedusha basic, and that's just they're maintaining the rights to use it for other purposes. So the Shulchan Aruch holds mutli shamas by bechorbonai, that only allows you that after the building is destroyed, it's only going to be used as a shul. You may use it for other purposes. The tanai helps you for that purpose. However, al yeshuvai, as long as it's functioning as a shul, you can't use a shul for something else. Lomahani, it won't work. Now, the Mishmur will talk about that we'll differentiate between different usages. Some usages will be mutter and some will be osur, based on the tonight. Fine. When you originally build it. Okay. Now, Vafilo Bechabonoi. But even that, which is saying the tanai works after it's destroyed to use that place for other purposes. However, you cannot use it, the tasha shmeguna, to use it for a lowly purpose. Regarding this ria, b'cheshbonah shel rabim l'mahani tanah, to use it for things which, like, you know, the whole city gathers there and has their argument and fights there and discusses an issue, etc. It's just like it loses any type of semblance of respect for the place that you can't do. Now, this that we say that Tanai works is for shuls and chutz lords. Because when Shia's going to come, we're not going to be using those shuls and chutz lords. So you're sort of like introducing the limitations to the Kedusha earlier on. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Mishmur will bring some argue, that in Eretz Yisrael, Tanai will not help. Okay. Mishmur, Laman Aleph. Imishas binyan. Once it's built, it's a shul. I would like to maintain the rights. Too late. It's a shul already. What you can do is before you start building it, you're building it in such a way you shouldn't take away your rights to use it for other purposes. Histolov. Now the language is histolov means they actually made this condition. Mashmo, the davka she histolovferish. It's not we have an automatic assumption that we've said it tonight, but rather, if you explicitly said it, you said it. If you didn't, you didn't. However, there are those who disagree and say that no, the standard operating procedure was to assume that there was a tanai, unless you would not, you know, in the chutzlords, that there was a tanai. Shachanor says that the Tanai works for Chabana once it's destroyed. Pirish Oysa Tanai Moyol. What does the Tanai accomplish? Shalacha Sheikhariv. After the place Loyalena has been destroyed and no longer is functioning as a shul, Yemotli Shamash Boy, then you can use it for other purposes. Shachanor holds that Tanai doesn't work while it's standing. That was to be mentioned before the Sharti, and it's not like the Ramban and the Rashba and the Rashi, etc. Right. Bishuv lamahani. Now, zadim shabur. That which you say bishuv doesn't work because right now it's functioning as a shul and you use it for other things. That's insulting to the shul. What does help with tanai? Doesn't make sense that tanai should help for that. So if that's the argument, it really should depend on what you're doing. Certain things that we perceive as being totally are more disrespectful than other things. Davka lachila b'shtia. You want to eat there. Like, you know, eating in a place of, it's the king's palace, you're eating there, it's strange. You know, or you want to use it as a place to hide, to go in for protection from the rain or the heat. Tanai won't help for that. The Yeshivim Shem Kalas Rosh, those are considered in some way, there's a lack of Derech Eretz. And obviously the Sikh Batela, which we said before, Skoik, those type of things would go into this problem. Tanai won't help for that. But for other usages which are not perceived to be that type of disrespect, so then Tanai would work. Drinking. Anything, yeah. I have to tell you that when I, in Tells, I never ate or drank inside of the Beis Medrash. It didn't exist. And when I came here, we were in this small room over here with no air conditioning. And it was the Washington summer, and it was like boiling hot. And I was pushed, I thought I was going to faint. I said, you know what? Probably Mekel and Lamy's want to drink in the shul probably is more is a better idea than actually getting sick. And that's the first time I drank in basic Gnesis. I don't know what's now, but when I was at Bacher, no. They had a water fountain outside of the building, outside of the basic matters, but nobody brought anything into the basic matters. Okay.
They didn't smoke either?
Not in basic matters. There was no smoking allowed in the whole building.
Really?
Baruch asked me if this about smoking. So I said that the smoking was not allowed anywhere in the whole building.
Why do you smoke?
Okay. Okay.
But the guys didn't in those days.
That's true. Okay. But even after it's destroyed, we say that Tanai works. However, you cannot use that place for certain things. So one thing you cannot use it for is planting it as a field. So Mishabur says, Pasha to within the Chol, the worm and his karma commandment, the Bissimin, Kuflin Gimel Siftes, the Haim Tashish from Guna. So there's things that are even worse than that. So those obviously would not be would not be allowed. Or they'd have Cheshvena Sharabim, which means the Avshim Milsa, the whole group would get together and discuss an issue. And say, we have a nice space over here. It's Choruv, but the place is a big open space. So we'll stand there and discuss it. Eventually, those type of things people lose their seriousness and their focus. But a person needs a place to have a private discussion with somebody or work something out. He wants to go to where the shul is. That would be mutter. Zemol tonight. The opposite. There's no using it for your is a place to take care of your personal needs. What are you doing there? The chiddush is even cheshbon shorabim is aser. That's it's not like what you're saying that rabim is more problematic. Yachid is more problematic, and the chiddush over here even rabim is aser. Tonight we're chutz lords the shen kedushas and olamis shrei kashiyavu hagoyel bimher yemenu. Tipaka kedushasin, so the place is not going to have kedusha anymore. Mashengen built the kinesias sheberetz Yisrael. Yisrael doesn't help shum tonight. If he doesn't, we're going to rumble. Elbus of katan amadal gamer zomahani tonight. The shatashmish and shem bem kalish rish. But we mentioned before that there are opinions of the whole that tonight works even in Eretz Yisrael. But again, only for something that's not going to be considered a lack of having proper respect for the place. There's a long bir halacha over here which he grapples with why the Shulchan Aruch assumed this opinion of in Eretz Yisrael, because that's really not so posh that everybody agrees to that. Many hold that tonight does work. Now, we said before that the Yeshuvai tonight helps, the example we had, the Niyam have nowhere to go, so we need to feed him over there or give him a place to sleep over there. So that heter that we're going to be Mekadesh, that those places can hold, that tonight works while the shul is standing, in the case where there's a Mokam Atchak, we don't have an option. He wants to argue possibly that might be true even in Eretz Yisrael. Fine. Let's see if we can just finish off the simon. Yud beis yesh yisrael min lishtamash baldiyah shal gabi beis haknesses. If you have a shul and there's an upstairs, so you should not use the upstairs for the purpose of tashmish kavua shal ganai. It shouldn't be used for an ongoing purpose of something which we consider disrespectful to the shul, which is below. Kagoyin, Lishkav Shom, this would be a place where people would sleep. Bishar Tashmishim, not fine. Bishar Tashmishim, yes, she's topic, and Mutal Lishtamish Shom. Other usages, it's questionable. Hakob, we call the Dafka basic lessons, Kabua Shinivda Bitrila Lakach. Talking about the shul was built. And there's an upstairs. But let's say you have a building and there's an apartment, and then they converted an apartment into a shul. But the other rooms above it were there already beforehand. So then we don't take away the uses of the apartment above due to the fact that you built the basic nests below. Okay. Occasionally lie down there, mutter. The bederek mikra lemikir shkiva tashvish shel ganai. Just lying down for a little bit is not what we're talking about. Talking about a person, you know, keeps command. It's just where he sleeps. That's not acceptable. Now the Sharatian points out that simply the difference between types of sleep. But there are certain types of tashmishim, even using it occasionally or briefly, is going to be problematic. Other issues is Yeshi's topic. What's the issue? Because the Morris is the fascinating. The Morris says either the Morris or the Liyash is Zorad Lodin's Kachu. Akim in the basic analysis. Basic analysis. Nikra Mikdashma. Yeshi the Morris or the Liyash Hechel. The Kaimon the Miskachu. Bekdushas Hechel. So we're differentiating in the Mikdash. There were the offices in which were part of the Zora. The second floors did not have kedusha. And the Ali on top of the Heichel did have Kedusha. So what do we compare the Shul to? Is it more like the Heichel or more like the Azor? That's the question. B'Shem Tshuva's Peirador was the Rambam. They found a collection of the Rambam's Tshuvas and they published it and they called it Peirador. Yesh l'hokol chutz b'mokam shagabi heichol. You can be meikol upstairs unless you're directly above where the Oren is. But that you shouldn't use. Fine. This is all talking about that the Cheskel, you built the shul. You already had the building was already built, and then you designated the first floor or a lower floor for a shul. Near the or when you built the shul, you built it with intention of putting an apartment up above. You obviously did not include it in the binyan. The person would use it for a bathroom near the chalgav niyoser. So you can't build a shul below with having such a thing above.
By Shem Shikosa, like a public bathroom? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a bathroom in the shul. The same floor.
Yeah, but the bathroom in the shul isn't the place where you daven.
And here you're right upstairs.
Upstairs, you're right above where you're davening. So that's the question is the Kedusha is this whole, if you hold the Lias already Scottish, means whatever Kedusha you put below applies above. That whole area becomes Kaddish. That's the question.
Plenty of people live above a shul.
Well, many of the cases living above the shul, there was the apartment, the building was, the apartment was there, the chatchila.
Not that. He built a shul originally. Half the Rebbe's are like that. In Borough Park. I mean, they built a building. The bottom is the shul, and they live upstairs. Yeah.
Well, that's what he's saying. That's mutter.
Right, it's but built at the same time. It's not after. It's not an
that's what he's saying. Oh, that's when the chatchila rabbi. If you made the, you see, we have three possibilities. If you made the if the building was already existing, then you converted part of it to a shul, it doesn't affect what's above. Aleph. If when you built them, you built both, and you built it as an apartment, you're saying you don't want the kedusha to go to upstairs.
Right.
Base. Oh. You built a shul, and you just built everything, and then, you know, why don't we make an apartment here afterwards? Oh. Excuse me, what are you doing? It's a shul already. It has kedushas, that's our problem. But he's saying even that place, you're going to have a problem. That where that's mutter, but a tashrish, which is maguna ma'oid, can't be done on top of the shul. So,
why is tashrish maguna, if you're talking about a married couple, I presume? I mean,
we're not okay. Mashamina garland, but the Yorish is serchim, but the knesias, the zman, bebatim, tachtiim, ulamalayim, beistira. So I said, Mr. Bruce, one second, what are we talking about? We have a big problem over here. So we're saying that even though you have an apartment above, but you can't do a tashish from a guna, so what's going to be, they would make these buildings below, and you'd have, there's kids who are making very unclean messes, so how's that mutter? We don't say that there's any ongoing designated function of that place of something which is the Dabar Maguna, so maybe that's why we're making. And the whole rental of the shul was just temporary. To make that the chachila to be permanent, it's problematic. They said the bathrooms and the upstairs should be placed in such a way they're not above the shul. They should be off to the side, above some of the other rooms. A person would preferably not be should not be lying down and such over there above the shul, if possible, especially the place above the Oren.
I just wonder what the construction was like in the time of the Chofetz Chaim. I mean, it may have been that you there wasn't a clear differentiation between the floors. In other words, there were people upstairs, but you could see, you could walk. It was like
The second floor, the full second floor. But
because a lot, you know, in a lot of these shuls, the second floor is like it's almost like inaccessible. When you see the shul, you don't see an entrance to the second floor. They're going in from another direction.
Yeah, it's still be a problem.
Hmm?
It'd still be a problem. Okay, let's hold it here.
I think Chama mentions in Avayah, not in Rotation.